Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey, podcast family, welcome to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week, we are at episode number 47. Each week, me, your host, Chris Green, am bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, musicians, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week's guest is Shannon Bennett. Shannon, along with her husband and kids, run Creative Crayons Workshop, a business they run right in their home in which they are designing custom, personalized, handmade crayons by upcycling. Shannon and her husband, Matt, are passionate about creativity. Together, they think outside the box, the crayon box, designing custom-themed crayons spurred on by wild ideas of their four children. The Bennetts feel privileged knowing that their handmade crayons have made thousands of kids smile, being given as gifts or party favors over the years. The sky's the limit when it comes to the form a crayon can take, and they are ready for the fun challenge. More recently, Mail just got a lot more fun with their subscription boxes for creative kids who love crayons. Each box is filled with a variety of creativity-shaped theme crayons, as well as customized color-your-own activities. I have to tell you, I ordered the Halloween box a few weeks ago, and my kids absolutely love it. I was also reminded that coloring is not just for kids. Creative Crayons Workshop has been featured on News 4 Nashville's Today in Nashville, and all of their custom products are available online at creativecrayonsworkshop.com and at several retailers throughout Middle Tennessee. You can find out those details on their website. Speaking of their website, exclusively for listeners of this podcast, Shannon was amazing enough to provide a promo code for you to get 20% off any order at creativecrayonsworkshop.com. All you need to do is enter the promo code at checkout, which is 99%, and that's 99% spelled out. Don't worry if you can't remember it. You can find it in this episode's show notes, as well as in the podcast Instagram bio. So with that, let's get right to it. Here's my conversation with Shannon Bennett from Creative Crayons Workshop. All right, again, thanks for doing this, Shannon. I'm excited to have you on, even though you've left our state, but we'll talk more about that. But can you go ahead and just start out by introducing yourself?
Yes. Hi, I am Shannon Bennett, and I am now in Florida after being in Tennessee for about 15 years. But so I'm here with my family, my husband, and four children. That's us.
Perfect. And the reason why I'm having you on is you are founder of a business you are doing called Creative Crayons Workshop, where you're designing creative crayons for gifts, party favors, by upcycling. And what's the difference between recycling and upcycling?
Gosh, that's a good question. So yes, this started because way back, I guess maybe 4 years ago, it was really just a homeschool project. My kids wanted to make some crayons. And so we gathered up all of the broken tidbits that we had around the house and upcycled them, meaning we made them into something like way cooler and better. So we peeled them and melted them down and made them into new creative shapes. So now we have people actually giving us their crayons out of generosity so we can upcycle their crayons as well.
Perfect. And I want to talk a lot more about that. And, you know, the stuff you have is really cool. I saw a live video you did and immediately bought that Halloween box that you have for my kids. And I got to tell you, they love it. So
thank you.
Let's go way back. Do you want to kind of talk about your background, where you're originally from, and go on from there?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So me, I'm actually from Jacksonville, Florida. I ended up in Tennessee, in Columbia, Tennessee, about 15 years ago, which is where we landed. But growing up, my parents were actually, they were crafters, which I didn't really know what that meant, but basically they, made Christmas ornaments by hand, and they sold them year round at all these different festivals. So I'm saying that because I never in a million years would have thought that I would be making things with my hands and selling them, which what started at festivals and now an online business. But I can see how that poured into my life. So I moved to Tennessee, like I said, about 15 years ago. We've been married, I think, 13 years now, my husband and I, and started this business after our first two kids were in elementary school and I was homeschooling. So now we have two more as well. But I don't know. What did I miss? That's a good question. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, no. So I'll do a little more digging here because I know you have some stuff on social media specifically about, you know, you and your husband. And, you know, I think it said you guys actually knew each other in the first grade.
Yes. Yeah. We go way back. We went to the same elementary school. And then he was my boyfriend when we were in sixth grade. And then we re-met when we were 20 and dated for about 4 years. And then we got married. So you never know. Like I always tell my friends with middle school age kids, like that friend could be your son-in-law one day.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, you mentioned traveling the world online. So is that something you guys tried to do before you had kids?
Yes. When we got married, we stayed in Tennessee for about a year and we got a little bit stir crazy. And so we actually ended up doing, it's called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. It's a discipleship school. And so we did that on the East Coast of Australia for 6 months. And then we traveled into New Zealand and the Cook Islands. And then we actually ended up living in New Zealand for about 2 years. And we owned a business there. And we were pretty sure we were never coming back to the States until our visa was denied. So we came back to Tennessee with not a clue what we were going to do. So it definitely was an adventure. And it still is, you know. But yeah, I'm super grateful that we had that opportunity.
Yeah. What kind of business were you running? Was it similar to what you're doing now with being creative or?
Not in that aspect. We had a background of in the restaurant industry. So we actually owned a restaurant and cafe over there. And we had we did a lot of ministry with the street kids in the town that we were in New Zealand. And there's a lot of there are a lot of gangs in our area. And so the kids would always come out and hang out at our cafe and we would teach them how to cook and be kind and just love on them. So it was an amazing experience.
Yep. And then you had how many kids do you have? Three, four?
Four. We have three girls and
four.
A boy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are their age range?
10, 9, 5, and 3.
Oh, wow. And you're homeschooling, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you always done that or is that something you've done more recently?
We didn't last year. We did the 3 years prior to that. So having moved into a new school season, we figured we would homeschool this year with, I mean, life is crazy enough with all the COVID stuff and being in a new place. We just thought we'd go back to homeschooling for a while.
Yeah, perfect. So we actually started homeschooling this semester too, which we've never done before and never thought we would, but yeah. we're doing it and learning and
yes. Never say never.
Yeah, yeah. So I know you posted on social media asking people for or your followers about learning hacks you should know. So I'd have to ask, you know, what are some homeschool tips or hacks or things that you'd recommend to, you know, someone like me who's new to homeschooling?
Yeah, I would say don't don't take it too seriously. And I mean that in the best way. Like, it's definitely a really big deal to educate your child. But I think that, or I believe that as parents, we are definitely the most equipped to educate our children. We may not actually have the confidence or the know-how to do it, but it's got to be fun for you and your kid, or you're both going to hate it. And I mean, math isn't always fun, right? But you just have to find ways to just be loose and enjoy each other. Because if you let the process take over and you're not really connecting on that relational level with your child, then it's something's missing.
And I've had a lot of other people tell me in the process, don't try to make homeschool like you're in the classroom as structured. And you've started this business, and I'm guessing your whole family, even your kids, are probably involved as well, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. I mean, did the idea just come out of nowhere by, you know, taking these old crayons and throwing them in a pot and melting them to see what you could make? Or?
Yeah. So, you know, a few years ago, our son really, he still loves Legos, and he wanted to make Lego themed crayons. And so we made these brick shaped crayons, you know, by going online and trying to read some things and figure it out ourselves. And then once we made those, the kids were like, well, Mom, if we can make this shape, let's make this shape. And it just never stopped. And so it just got me thinking, like, okay, I would totally much rather have my kids play with crayons that they can be creative with and are shaped like the toys that they already use, you know, than a bunch of junk that ends up breaking and going missing around our house all the time. So we just kept pursuing it, and having that craft fair festival background, I was like, well, let's see if anybody else like would really be interested in this, you know? So we did a pop-up. It's the barbecue festival in Mount Pleasant. They do it every year. I don't know if they do now with what's going on, but that was our first shot at seeing if anybody would even have interest in our crayons. And that day, I think we sold about $100, and we had a store owner ask if we would be willing to put our crayons in her shop. And that was the light bulb for me that there actually was a market for it.
Wow. So how long ago was that, did you say?
It was about 3 years ago in October.
Okay. Three years ago. Okay. So you haven't been doing this too long. So no. What goes into this process? I mean, I'm not asking to give all your secrets away, but I mean, what goes into, you know, taking these old crayons and melting them and making new creations?
Yeah. So you take a crayon and, you know, we have to peel it, which is the most annoying process. And it's so funny because I have people tell me all the time, especially when we used to do festivals, oh, I've done that before. And then they would tell me about how they tried it in the microwave and it exploded and they had crayon all over their kitchen, or, you know, these nightmares of their fingernails, one, you know, like peeling off from peeling crayons. And I'm like, yeah, it's you find tricks of the trade, right?
Yeah.
So, so we've figured out over time just what colors work really well together, which is fun for the kids to be creative in and not make something too dark because people love bright colors. But we peel them and then we melt them down. And initially we were only purchasing molds and making crayons based on the molds that we could find. But then when my husband started getting involved, he's more on the graphics design tech end of things for our business. And he figured out how to actually design anything and cast a mold for it. So now we can really make anything.
Wow. I mean, are you doing like 3D printing for molds, or is that what you're
kind of, okay? Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's so cool. It's kind of dangerous because you could just never walk away.
No, I'm sure you can make anything you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I want to get back to talking in a little bit here about the specific products and things that you make and sell. But you mentioned at the onset about these crayons or old crayons being donated to you. I mean, is that where you get the majority of them?
Yes. So when we were... still in Tennessee, we had several restaurants and schools and just local moms that I would always get messages from that they had crayons ready for me, or restaurants that were just regularly collecting, like Puckett's on the square in Columbia. They collected for us for a long time. And I would pick up the crayons and then we would turn them into something neat. But it's neat since we're in a new place, so we have new relationships to establish, but we still have ongoing relationships in Tennessee. And just this past week, we had over 100,000 crayons given to us by an artist in Nashville that he uses the ends of crayons to make his artwork. His name is Herb Williams. And he gave us hundreds, like just so many crayons. It was crazy. It's all in my kitchen right now. But I was so grateful. And he just couldn't use them anymore. So now we get to make something, and then a child will get that something and they'll get to create artwork with it. So it blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have room to store all those crayons?
So far.
Yeah. So you're doing everything in your home, correct?
Yes. In our home. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So it's a business / school.
That's right.
A lot going on.
Beautiful chaos at all times in our life.
Yeah. So dive right in. Tell me about all the things you're making, because I see on your website you make crayons of different themes. You do personalized, holiday specific. Tell me about all that.
Yep. So probably the most popular thing has been the personalized crayons. So somebody can order their child's name, and then each letter is a crayon. That's, you know, multicolored. You can add glitter or add a scent to it. So you can make it as custom as you want. So that gets really popular, especially around Christmas time. Everybody wants their kids' names in crayon. But we've started doing more and more birthday party favors, which I think is so fun to get somebody's birthday invitation. And they say, hey, can you color match this and create something that would go along with this invitation? So like we recently did a hip hop party theme, which was really cool. We did like a dollar money sign crayon, and we've done a carnival theme where we got to make these cute little ticket crayons, and it really is endless. So that's another aspect of it, is party favors and party themes. We also do business logos. We do have some right now that we're making where a company will call us and say, you know, we'd like 200 crayons for promotional item kind of thing. And we'll put their logo on a crayon and do that. And then our newest venture has been a monthly subscription box. So like what you ordered,
yes.
The Halloween theme. So every month we're going to put out a different theme. So Halloween is about to wrap up, and then we'll launch into our Thanksgiving theme box. And the idea is just, you know, so much is changed now with all the COVID stuff. And I don't know what's going to happen this winter with school and kids being in school. But I found that when we were home, the kids still wanted to celebrate things. And I want kids to be able to celebrate without having to leave their house to do so. So to have this really awesome box that you can celebrate the holiday with in a creative way, shipped to your door, is what that's all about.
Yeah. And I would think with, you know, there's certainly more people that are homeschooling now or doing, virtual learning. Mm-hmm. I would think that, you know, there'd even be a bigger need or a want for these crayons. So, like I said, we got the Halloween box, and I mean, I was surprised. I mean, it's pretty cool. My kids were surprised, all the different, I think you had pumpkins in there, and, there were even like these lollipop crayons and really cool stuff. And then not only that, you provide some, coloring sheets and things, and even the box you can color on it. Right.
Yes. And that is something I had that vision in my head for over a year, that box. I really wanted to design a box that didn't just get tossed, right? So we upcycle crayons, and I was like, we need to upcycle the box too. Like, it just goes with us, you know? So finally we got to pump that out. So we designed the box ourselves, and the kids can color it, cut it up, put it on their walls, whatever they want to do with it. And it's just another avenue for them to be creative.
Yeah. So how long is there still to be able to order the Halloween box?
Through October 5th.
Through October 5th. Okay. Yep. And then what about the Thanksgiving box?
Yeah. So the Thanksgiving box will be available for the following month after that. And it's all available online, but it's so every box has a different color scheme and theme that it's focused on. And so the Thanksgiving box is a lot of the fall colors, and every box will have a crayon set that spells something with the letters. So that's kind of like an educational component of it. And then the rest of the crayons are themed shapes. So we designed for this fall, we've designed pumpkin pie crayons, and if you have not seen them, I think they're pretty great. So that'll be in there. There's a turkey crayon that we've designed that'll be in there, along with a really cute little turkey mask that the kids can wear over their eyes and color. Bunch of fun stuff.
That's cool. So do your kids contribute to the ideas, or do you come up on with all that on your own?
Oh no, they are definitely the idea makers. They have a lot of input.
Yeah.
And you know, this is for. So it's perfect.
Yep. Ideas from kids for kids. Yes. So yeah, perfect. So it looks like these boxes are about $40. Now you can also choose to do the subscriptions, right?
And yes.
How does that work? Is that something that they get monthly or bi-monthly or?
Yeah. So we have the purchase, just, you know, purchase one box on our website, but there's a link on our site if you actually want to subscribe to have monthly deliveries. The longer you subscribe, the less the box gets per month. And it's 3, 6, and 12 month subscriptions that you can subscribe to. And there, if you do the subscription, there's also different tiers. There's a deluxe party version that you can subscribe to. And that actually gets you access to a virtual community with an online party every month where we bring our boxes. And there's a special fairy tale guest that hosts the party online. And so you have a little bit of options either way.
Yes. And I'm intrigued by the business and branding stuff you're doing. I can think of many businesses around here that cater to children that, or even if they don't cater to children, that, you know, could take advantage of these. And that's just a cool kind of, you know, promo gift or something to give away. If someone was interested in those specifically, you know, how's that process go? I'm sure there's a, you know, time to, you know, talk about the planning, design, and actually getting those made. So how long does that process take?
Yeah. So the closer we get to Christmas, the longer things take.
Sure.
Right now we're on a normal schedule, so we're good. But I would say, like, if it's not Christmas season, you know, if it was an order of like up to 200 crayons, I would say give us a 4 to 6 week turnaround time on having them shipped out the door. And it's hard to actually like pinpoint a date because it depends on the design and having it made and everything,
right.
But usually 4 to 6 weeks max.
You mentioned you still have relationships, even though you moved out of here. And I want to talk about that here in a little bit, mm-hmm. but still have relationships with some of the businesses and whatnot in here in Middle Tennessee. So you are still featured in some of the retailers around here, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We have crayons and shops that are in Columbia and Franklin and Murfreesboro.
What specific businesses are you in?
We are in Little Neighbors, which is on the square in downtown Columbia. They have our letter crayons where you can go in and personalize a set as a gift. And then we're in The Factory in downtown Franklin, the Made in Tennessee store. They have some of our different themed sets. And then Batch, which is a Nashville store, they're online now, but they also have some of our different themed sets that you can buy online for kids.
And then, of course, online, you have everything that they can order there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give your website address if you could.
Yeah, it's creativecrayonsworkshop.com. And it is the longest name because my sweet children named it. It was around Christmas time and they were like, oh, let's be like Santa's workshop, but the creative crayons workshop. So, yeah.
Nice. I want to shift a little bit here and talk about, you know, just running a business. I actually found a blog from 2019 called Entrepreneurs Need More Than Passion. I don't know if you're familiar with that. You were actually mentioned in that.
No, I have no clue.
Okay. There were some quotes from you just, you know, as far as how you define entrepreneurship and, you know, how you would define success. So I was wanting to know if you could kind of share about that just from, you know, your experiences in running this business.
Okay. So I think maybe the only thing I can think of that you're talking about, it could have been from the owner of Batch Nashville. That's maybe what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know the name of his blog, but it is an amazing, he writes really good stuff for small businesses. But okay. Success. I would say to not compromise your dreams and your passions. It's really easy. I think I feel like there's always a carrot dangling with success, to be challenged to make it look like what you think everyone else wants it to look like, but really to stay true to yourself. Like for us, I feel successful because I get to stay home with my family every day. And it's amazing to me that what we do actually provides for us to have that lifestyle. And do so with integrity. And at the same time, I have, you know, these amazing kids watching us do this, and hopefully we're paving the way for them to lead a life that is meaning to them, has meaning to them, and that success and value isn't always defined outwardly.
And I know there's a quote here in this same article that from you that says passion leads to a dead end without integrity backing it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, so what keeps you going with this? I know you haven't done it that long. I mean, obviously things are picking up. It seems like sales are going well for you. You know, but ultimately what keeps you going on this?
So I am very much a people person. I love to connect with people. So it's been hard in this season. You know, we looked forward to our festivals every fall and Christmas. I love connecting with the customers. So being able to have someone reach out to me and say, hey, would you make my son's second birthday party favors? To me as a mom, that's a really big deal. I feel like someone has entrusted this really special event where I get to make something that's really memorable for them, you know? So being able to use the creativity that I feel like is truly a God-given gift in ways that bless other people is probably what keeps me going.
You mentioned you were originally from Florida. Is that what brought you back to Florida then?
Yes, kind of. So I lived in Florida, you know, up until I was, I guess, 24, and loved, you know, grew up at the beach, the whole saltwater life, and then transitioned into Tennessee. And after living in Tennessee for so long and COVID happening, and then my husband came home. So we were all home every day together, like so many people were.
Yeah.
And we actually found that it worked amazing for us, for him to not, you know, be at work every day in a different setting. So we thought, okay, the world's gone crazy. If we just want to live our best life, what does that look like if we can do it? We want to live on the water. We want to live where it never gets cold. And we want to be able to just have that lifestyle. So we just jumped for it.
Perfect. Yeah. No, it's about living your best life and living it to the fullest. So
that's
yeah,
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I know Middle Tennessee is going to miss you. And I know you still have ties here. So
yes. Yes, I definitely will be back often.
Yeah. What are the future plans with your business? I mean, just keeping on making crayons. Do you have other ideas in the docket or?
Future plans. So I would love if we could do more and more custom things. We do have some things that I can't really discuss, but possibly some really big projects coming up with some really big companies where it would really set us on a next level if we get these different projects and accounts. I feel like where it could go is it's so unknown because it is a creative business. So I never know what my next email might say or who might contact me to do what. So I'm just along for the ride.
Well, good. And again, your website is creativecransworkshop.com. You're also on social media, Instagram and Facebook at Creative Crans Workshop. So yeah, I don't see, you know, anywhere you going anywhere but up, because crayons aren't going away. So
that's the, right. And you're never too old to color.
That is exactly right. Well, hey, Shannon, thank you so much for coming on here and telling me about the business. Is there anything else you want to add before we end?
I don't think so, but I am just so grateful for this opportunity. So thanks for having me, Chris.
I really hope you enjoyed the episode. And as always, thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always email me at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. Speaking of the website, you can find it at 99%localpod.com. And while you're there, make sure you catch up on any and all past episodes. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please, please follow the podcast on Instagram or Facebook at 99%localpod. Leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. The best thing you can possibly do is share this podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, would you consider contributing to this podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis? All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach in Spring Hill, Tennessee. And until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.